Our next story is about a movie that portrays a little-known side of America. It's an indie film called Frozen River.
I'm not driving just anybody across the border.
It's a crime.
There's no border here. This is free trade between nations.
Not the Border Patrol.
They're not going to stop you. You're white.
Melissa Leo plays Ray Eddy, a woman who lives in upstate New York along the Canadian border. Her husband has left her, and she needs money fast. Fate leads her into a scheme to smuggle illegal immigrants in the trunk of her car across the border from Canada into the U.S. She and a Native American woman use a dangerous but unpatrolled route across the frozen St. Lawrence River. It's a tense gem of a film, and when you walk out of the theater, you wonder, how much does this happen? Courtney Hunt wrote the screenplay and directed Frozen River. She researched the story over a number of years and spent time on both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border on Mohawk reservations. That's where the human trafficking takes place in the film. She says the number of illegal border crossings there is considerable.
They estimate about 100 illegal immigrants come in that way per week.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. But no one knows for sure, right? Because there's only a few arrests or whatever. So it's not something that's really well known to the general public. But what I would hear would be, you know, little Mohawk lady saying, you know, I looked out my window this morning and there was a Chinese guy walking down the street. That's the kind of stuff that I used to kind of base the story on.
I mean, most people think illegal immigration, they think the southern border with Mexico, not Canada. It must have been a surprise to you when you saw this happening.
I was really surprised. I mean, there's been smuggling on that border since Prohibition and probably before. But around the time of 9/11, I had learned that illegal immigrants were the commodity that was moving at the time. And that to me was much higher stakes. And that's when I really locked in on the story.
So who runs these rings? Is it almost kind of like the exclusive domain of Native Americans? And where do these immigrants go once they're on the reservation?
Well, as to who runs them, I don't know. I don't think it's Native Americans. I think they're part of bigger world, you know, organizations and snakeheads and that sort of thing. But no one knows for sure. And where they go depends on who they are. You know, there are some Chinese immigrants that are going to come straight to New York City or the big cities and work to pay off their passage. There are others sold into the sex trade. There are others coming to join family members who are already here. It's much easier to gain entrance to Canada, and therefore just to jump across the border doesn't seem like such a big deal.
So if there are potentially 100 illegal immigrants being smuggled per week, how urgent an issue is this for the Border Patrol, do you think?
Well, you'd think it would be urgent. I saw no evidence that it was, but I don't know everything that they do. You know, there's no visible border checkpoints anywhere around the reservation. So that gives me pause, but who knows what they've got and how they're surveilling.
Right. I mean, we should underscore that this is a drama, and we don't know exactly the full kind of reality of the situation. But returning to that drama, I mean, there's a subtext here that this is an economically depressed part of the U.S., and both the natives and non-natives are desperately seeking extra money. I mean, you got to pay those heating bills in the winter.
You bet. And there's not a lot of industry up in the North Country, as we call it. And, you know, I found that part of the story really interesting to see who would be compelled to engage in such an activity as smuggling illegal immigrants, you know, in the trunk of their car. And the desperation in that area is profound. And it all kind of makes sense in the context of that world.
I mean, you kind of show the contrast between the character magnificently played by Melissa Leo, who apparently has a heart, and this kind of snakehead, as you call it, who's on the other side of the border in Canada, who may be Russian or some kind of Eastern European, who's just clearly total mercenary about this.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I think Melissa Leo does play this beautifully, and the character of Ray Eddy really discovers her heart. She doesn't have so much of a heart at the beginning of the film, but at the end of the film, I think she comes to realize that we're kind of all in this together and connects with not only the Mohawk woman she's traveling with, but the women that are getting a ride in the trunk. It's like the world is coming out of Ray Eddy's trunk, and she's forced to confront it in a way that most Americans at that, you know, economic level are just struggling to survive, and they don't really have time to, you know, learn about the world and other cultures. But when they're hopping out of your trunk, she's confronted with it, and I like that irony.
Courtney Hunt is the writer and director of Frozen River, which won the Grand Jury Prize for Drama at this year's Sundance Film Festival. Courtney, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.
I didn't know any other way to keep us together.